این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Date February 11th, 1983. We must not forget the great victories, such as that of the city of Khurramshahr, in which the enemy was lying in ambush with all equipment, in fortified trenches and in great numbers, while opposite them were a bunch of devoted combatants of Islam who attacked them from open terrain. However, it was Allah who caused such a fear and panic to overcome our enemies, which they took to their heels in disgrace, leaving behind thousands of prisoners of war and huge booties and cities.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the concept of resurrection and the hereafter, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Each letter and word that issues forth from us will be reflected in the scale of our deeds in that world." You know, this speech of Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi is about the weighing scale of deeds on the Day of Judgment. The belief that there will be weighing scale in the Qiyamah to weigh the good and evil deeds of a man is universally held by all the Muslims, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in numerous verses in the Holy Book of Quran. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And the balance that day is truth." So that whose scales of good deeds will be heavy will prosper, and those whose scale will be light will find themselves in loss because they mistreated our signs. Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 8 and 9. You see that according to this verse, the only scale for measuring the goodness or evilness of an act is the truth.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
About the way Muslims are treated for their conduct on the Day of Qiyamah, we should say that if a believer has committed a sin and was punished for it by the rightful, you know, qadi or imam, according to the sharia, that sin would not be brought up again for reckoning. And if he had committed a sin against another creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not be pardoned by Allah. He will have to repay it or seek pardon from the wronged party. And if had committed a sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but no creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was wronged by it, and then had done tawbah or had repented, then the words of Hadhrat Ali, according to them, we hope in you know, forgiveness and mercy of the God. As our Imam says, we hope that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover him, but at the same time, we are afraid of his punishment too. Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening with this episode of Spring of the Truth. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about resurrection and the hereafter. In that regard, he said, "Each letter and word that issues forth from us will be reflected in the scale of our deeds in that world." Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.